And his girlfriend needed a place to live. The four of you signed the lease.
Was there a fraud in the family?
He says you had them sleeping in a storage shed.
I did not even want to move into the new place, period.
Well, then what'd you sign the lease for?
For a battle over broken promises.
Why did you move out of the house?
I was pregnant at the time. Amanda and Todd said they would help me out, and they never did.
We didn't make you pregnant.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy.
24-year-old Amanda Long and her husband Todd are suing Amanda's brother, 20-year-old Brandon Pananen, and his girlfriend Nicole Ross for rent and stolen property.
Order. All rise.
Case number 197 on the calendar, the matter of Long versus Pananen Ross. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated.
Whose brother is he?
Mine.
How old are you?
24.
You have children?
I do.
How many?
Two.
How old are they?
Madeline is 3.5 and Eliana is 10 months.
Do you see your husband work?
Yes.
What kind of work does he do?
He is a heavy equipment operator.
Do you work outside the home?
Yes.
What kind of work do you do?
I am a front desk rep for a hotel.
Who takes care of your children when you work?
It varies.
What do you mean it varies?
There are times where my sister would come and help, my neighbors, my in-laws.
So you don't have anybody steady watching the children?
No.
How old are you?
I'm 20.
How long have you been on your own?
Pretty much since I was 17.
Where are your parents?
My mom passed away when I was 15. I don't have a relationship with my stepdad.
And how old are you?
I'm 20.
And he's your boyfriend?
Yes.
You don't have any children, do you?
No, I don't.
How long have the two of you been together?
It will be 6 months on Saturday.
And where is your family?
Minnesota.
Do you work?
Yes.
What kind of work do you do?
I'm a cashier at Buffalo Wild Wings.
And what kind of work do you do?
I'm a CNC machine operator.
So you both work?
Yes.
Great. I'm beginning to love this case already. Your brother and his girlfriend needed a place to live. They came to live with you for a while. Then you decided you wanted a bigger place. So you got a bigger place, a bigger house. You say that the four of you signed a lease on the house. Is the intention of the four of you to live together? How many bedrooms are in the house?
Three bedrooms and one unfinished basement bedroom.
Three bedrooms. Well, how are the three bedrooms going to be divided? You have two children. Were they going to share one bedroom?
Yes.
And you had one bedroom?
Yes.
Which means the third bedroom was going to be for your brother and his girlfriend?
It was offered to them, yes.
Really?
Yes.
He says you had them sleeping in a storage room, unfinished.
Yes.
Tell me how the room was offered to them.
When we did the walkthrough of the house, before we had decided to sign the lease, I brought Nicole through and I had asked her if she would like a room upstairs because that's where their bathroom was. And Brandon didn't want it.
Why?
Because he wanted the quiet. He didn't want to be around the kids. They liked their privacy. He said it was going to be too loud.
So they were in an unfinished room in the basement?
Yes.
When they were in the unfinished room in the basement, was there any complaint that either of them registered about that room?
No.
Is that right?
No, Your Honor. When we first moved in there, we smelled cat urine, and there was not even rugs all over the floor. It was all concrete. It was all sheetrock for the walls. Nothing was finished. We had a laundry room that was even louder than what the kids would have been upstairs.
Did you tell your sister you wanted to move into a bedroom?
I did not even want to move into the new place, period.
Well, then what'd you sign the lease for?
We were just told it was for temporary, just so we had a place to stay for a while.
Who told you it was just for temporary?
Amanda did.
Well, tell me about that conversation.
We were still in the old place at the time, and she brought us upstairs. She took pictures of both of our driver's license and told us the landlord just wanted to know who was moving into the new house and wanted to know who was going to be there.
So is what you're telling me that you thought you were just signing that as an occupant of the house?
Yes, Your Honor.
Didn't you read the lease?
She didn't give us time to, Your Honor.
What do you mean she didn't give you time?
She says she was in a rush. That's why she took pictures of our driver's license and sent them to the landlord. And we never even got to meet the landlord or personally talk to him either.
Did you or did you not show him pictures of the premises?
We did a walkthrough.
When?
Probably a month before.
A month before what?
A month before we decided that we wanted to move in.
You did a walkthrough with him?
Yes.
Well, what?
We did both of them together.
Good, but you hadn't decided to take that house.
They were the deciding factor, Your Honor.
Hmm?
They were the deciding factor.
What do you mean they were the deciding factor?
The rent increased on the new property, so for them to come on board, and increase their rent as well was the only place that we, or only reason we were going to get the new place. Increased rent, more utilities paid out of pocket by myself. So without their agreeance, we weren't gonna move. We would have just re-signed our lease at our old townhome. They signed the lease. They had their choice of bedroom. They chose the downstairs. Went over, cleaned it prior to moving in. Moved all of their stuff to that bedroom.
And why do you think they moved?
I really don't know.
Mr. Long.
I don't know, Your Honor.
Why would you think if they needed a place to stay?
I think it was a temporary fix for them.
Where did they go afterwards?
They went to Nicole's parents.
Well, that's certainly a lack of privacy. Is that where you're living now?
Yes.
At your parents' house?
Correct.
Do you pay rent?
No.
Why not?
Because my parents want us to save our money so we can move into an apartment ourselves.
Why did you move out of the house?
Because...
Look at me here. Careful. Why did you move out of the house?
Because I felt like they lectured us all the time, and I never had a chance to go to my parents' house. I had to sneak off to go there. And I was pregnant at the time, and my mom helped me out with a bunch of stuff, and Amanda and Todd said they would help me out, and they never did.
Well, that's not a reason to break your lease.
We didn't make you pregnant.
That's not a reason to break your lease. I mean, if they moved in anticipation of you, the two of you being there and sharing rent because you were going to be living with them, what you did is you stuck your sister and her husband with greater expense. That's not fair.
Your Honor, they put almost the entire increase of rent on just us alone.
That's something that you talk about before.
Just to put us in a room that wasn't even livable,
I think that they probably did offer you a room upstairs. They don't appear to be unreasonable people. And you never told them you wanted to move upstairs. I think that the reason you decided to move back with her parents was because she was pregnant and you wanted to please her, and you moved back with her parents and then you paid no rent. That's not a reason to stick them with your responsibility. You didn't read the lease, that's your problem.
She said she didn't want to put either of her kids downstairs and they weren't going to go down there either, so she forced
she has
to have
kids
that
are 2.5 and 10 months. They can share a room. The problem is you didn't ask her. The reason you moved was because your girlfriend wanted to go home. She was pregnant and she wanted to go home, and she didn't like all the questions and the advice because you're 20 years old, you're babies.
Your Honor,
we
have text messages of her kicking us out of the house many times. Those text messages would include...
Just a second. You left. I read your answer. There was nothing in this answer to suggest they kicked you out of the house. Nothing. Okay, so how much rent do you think they owe you?
It would be... $500. It's $140 from July, $500 from August, $500 from September, and then $500 months up until January.
Have you fixed up the basement room?
We're in the process right now.
Have you tried to rent the room upstairs?
Yes.
Show me. You said that they moved out when?
July 31st.
This is September.
Does that say the day that it was posted or the day that someone had responded on it?
August 1st. August 1st. Okay. What items do you claim that they stole from you?
When they had initially moved in, we had started clearing out some clutter, and I had a box full of household extra kitchen items, and that was in their bedroom. And I told them that if and when they decided to move out, we could go through it all, and whatever I don't want, they can have. It was extra silverware, and I think it was plates.
It's nonsense. How much were you supposed to pay a month?
We were supposed to pay $500, Your Honor.
On what date did you move out?
We moved out July 31st.
Did you pay August?
No.
Did you pay September?
No, Your Honor.
I'm going to award you $1,000. $1,000 is for 2 months. Either find a roommate or learn to live in the place by yourself, which I think you probably will, right?
Yes. We have somebody moving in February, but we can't find somebody
else. I'm pleased about that. In February. Why February?
Because that's when our new roommate's lease is up.
Well, that's a long time to wait for him. That's your option. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $1,000. That's all.
Please excuse me. Step out.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Indovina versus Wright. Step forward.
19-year-old Emily Indovina is suing her former friend, 19-year-old Ashley Wright, for the return of rent money
after Ashley kicked her out of the home.
Oh, my goodness. Here you are, just the two of you. No evidence, no writing, no picture, nothing. Just the two adorable little girls. You used to be friends, you moved away, then you came back, and according to your complaint, you wanted a place to stay. The defendant said you can come and stay with me. I'm going to charge you $300 a month for rent.
Excuse me, that's not what happened.
Just don't speak. Just stand there and look nice for a second until I'm finished.
Okay.
So you moved in with her, and according to you, you gave her $300 for rent. And when did you give her the $300?
The first day I got there.
All $300?
Yeah, well, it was like the end of the day when I got there.
But you gave it all at one time.
And I let my friend know.
What?
I let my friend know. And I did
tell you that you let. I'm just asking you, did you give her the $300 all at one time? Okay, and you were going to have your own room or sleep in the. Stop shaking your head, John. I told you, just stand there quietly and look pretty.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I asked her to leave.
Yes.
She was doing several things that were making me uncomfortable. She was walking around my apartment naked. She was, like, talking about doing
drugs. Listen to me carefully. I don't care. This is not an audition, and I already have the job.
And later today.
Mr. Weaver, your defense, if I'm getting this right, is that your father put the title to the motorcycle in your name.
Yes, Your Honor.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. 19-year-old Emily Indovina is suing her former friend, 19-year-old Ashley Wright, for the return of rent money after Ashley kicked her out of the home.
Now, were you going to have your own room or were you sleeping on the sofa?
We were just going to share the room just for the month till I got my own place.
Okay, fine. And so she was just charging the $300 for the month. Okay, now Ms. Wright acknowledges that you gave her $300. You do, because I have your answer.
I mean,
pay careful attention to me.
I do acknowledge
careful attention to me. Only Miss Wright says that you gave her $300 because she did your makeup several times. Don't speak. That's what I'm reading. That's what I read in your answer, that she did give you money, but it had nothing to do with rent because you're a professional makeup artist and you did her makeup several times and she paid you for doing her makeup.
She also gave me some money as she said she didn't want to stay there for nothing with me. I didn't ask her for any money.
Fine.
I didn't ask her to
Wonderful.
Pay me any rent.
Good. Now, you acknowledge she gave you $300. Now, she was there for a couple of days. Is it a couple of days and it didn't work out? How many days were you there and it didn't work out?
Approximately 3 or 4. 5.
How many days?
5.
5 days. And then you told her to leave.
She was
According to you, you told her to leave.
I asked her to leave.
Yes.
She was doing several things that were making me uncomfortable. She was walking around my apartment naked. She was, like, talking about doing drugs.
Listen to me carefully. I don't care. This is not an audition, and I already have the job. Do you understand?
I'm just trying to give you the extra information.
I don't care. The only thing that I care about is you told her to leave. That's what you say. She didn't leave on her own volition. You were uncomfortable with the situation, and you told her to leave.
I asked her to leave.
Good. You asked her to leave.
And she refused, at which point I told her to leave.
Oh, my God.
Judgment
for the plaintiff in the amount of $300. That's all. Thank you. Bye.
I don't owe her anything. She didn't.
Please excuse me. Step out.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Weaver versus Weaver. Step forward.
Consetta Weaver is suing her brother, Richard Weaver, for half the value of their deceased father's Harley Davidson. Richard claims the bike was in his name.
Miss Weaver, this is your brother, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
How old are you?
32.
And your brother?
36.
On what date did your father die?
I believe it was the day before it was January 2014.
And where did he live?
Carlinville, Illinois.
And at the time of his death, where were you living?
California, West Covina, California.
And your brother?
Vista, I believe, California.
Also in California.
Yes, ma'am.
Prior to your father's death in January 2014, Mr. Weaver, when was the last time you saw him? Year. How about a year?
That would have been, I was 4 years old, so 1982.
And your first name is?
Richard.
And what was your father's first name?
Richard.
Richard.
Yes, ma'am.
So you were named after him?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you a junior or just a Richard?
I'm a second, according to my Social Security card.
You're a Richard Weaver the second?
Yes. My license has Weaver, though.
I don't care what your license says. You're a Richard Weaver the second?
Yes, Your
correct?
Honor.
And when prior to January of 2014, Ms. Weaver, did you see your father?
I believe also in 1982.
When was the last time, Mr. Weaver, you spoke to your father?
I couldn't even remember. It was a phone call.
I believe the year 2000.
Okay. Well, maybe you were a little more current. So this is what happened. Your father dies, and he dies without a will. He had very little property. He had an insurance policy that the two of you split. So far, correct?
Yes, Your Honor.
The one thing that he left that was a material possession was a motorcycle. A motorcycle that you had shipped to California, and you sold, according to you, for $6,000.
Yes, Your Honor.
Show me. H.D. Biggs, is that who you sold it to?
Yes, Your Honor. Biggs Harley Davidson.
Okay. And other than bringing it to the state of California from Illinois, did you invest any other money in it?
No, Your Honor.
So this is what the case is about. Your brother sold the motorcycle for $6,000. You want your $3,000.
Yes, ma'am.
That's half, because that's the way the law reads when somebody dies without a will. They call that dying intestate. And you're the only two surviving relatives, so that you split it.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
If he had the mind to put a truck into somebody else's name, then he had the mind to keep the bike in my name.
Are you serious?
Yes, Your Honor.
Are you being serious?
Yes.
No, you're not even being serious. You can't even fool yourself with that ridiculous answer.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Concetta Weaver is suing her brother, Richard Weaver, for half the value of their deceased father's Harley Davidson. Richard claims the bike was in his name.
Now, Mr. Weaver, your defense, if I'm getting this right, is that your father put the title to the motorcycle in your name.
Yes, Your Honor.
Show me where it says Richard Weaver, the two.
It doesn't, Your Honor.
Of course not. So why are we here, Mr. Weaver? Why would you think that, I mean, this is not a man that you liked, that you loved, that you had any connection with at all. This is a person whose property you sold, and I don't know whether you see your sister or you don't. I gather not. So this is strictly a business transaction. What is your defense, sir?
He also had a truck, Your Honor.
Yes.
That he ended up putting into another person's name the month that he passed away.
Yes, probably a friend.
Maybe, Your Honor.
Maybe, you don't know. Who cares? What does that have to do with you?
If he had the mind to put a truck into somebody else's name, then he had the mind to keep the bike in my name.
Are you serious?
Yes, Your Honor.
Are you being serious?
Yes.
No, you're not even being serious. You can't even fool yourself with that ridiculous answer. His name was Richard Weaver. That's who the title was in. He didn't even know you were alive. You hadn't contacted him, called him, nor he you in 30 years.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Closed captioning sponsored by. Are you in a family dispute? Go to judgejudy.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter.
Okay, so why would you think he would put a motorcycle in your name? What possible reason could he have?
As payment for paying me back for abusing me as a child.
What? So he gave you a motorcycle?
Had nothing else to give me.
He had a truck?
I guess. And a house.
He had a truck, right? And
yes,
he had an insurance policy.
Yes, sure.
Who was the beneficiary on the insurance policy?
There wasn't one. It was actually his sister who passed away the month before him.
So his sister passed away, she gave him money?
No, Your Honor.
She had an insurance policy that was left to him?
No, Your Honor.
Well, how did that happen?
It was a personal, I guess he had a personal loan that he had to get insurance for to cover it in case he passed away. And he had that, and it was the leftover money paid from that.
How much?
$1,200 was left over.
So you each got $600?
Yes, Your Honor.
Plus $3,000 for the motorcycle. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $3,000. That's all. Step out.
Pardon Judge Judy. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
The refrigerator was to be given to me.
She gave the refrigerator to me.
He thought the refrigerator was his. You thought the refrigerator was yours. So what you did was call the police.
Next Judge Judy.
It was a fair reaction, and I have nothing else to say to him ever in my life.
The way Judge Judy broke it down, it's fair.
This was just the icing on the cake, and I'm ashamed to say he's my brother.
When it was initially said, it was just handle everything, I don't want to deal with it, and then sold the bike, and then get served paperwork saying, hey, I want half of that money.
He specifically told me 3 weeks before he sold the bike that he would never me over. He would never do that to me. And 3 weeks later, he sold the bike without telling me.
Hopefully at some point we'll be able to talk again and become a family, but it's a long road.
Oh, we didn't speak before because of his actions, so it just made me see who he really was.
It's unfortunate she doesn't want to have anything to do with me in the future, but I can't make anybody want to have a relationship with me.
I guess you can't even trust your family.
Money and family don't mix.